Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got to say, Al, his piece yesterday was terrific on the craziness surrounding Bryce Harper is our baseball expert, Todd Zielecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
All right. Well, Todd, I got to tell you, all right, I was trying to decide. I was coming in yesterday if Harper was signed. And I was on the fence all day Sunday and Sunday night because all these things were, you know, coming out. How do you know what to believe? I know you're covering the story, but there's all these reports coming out. How do you sift through them and determine what's real and what isn't?
Well, you know what? I think it is becoming really, really tough. I guess it depends, you know, on who's putting out certain bits of information. If it's somebody I've never heard of, and it just sounds a little fishy to me, then my radar goes up and I go, this can't possibly be true. And I think another thing that I say that, you know, if I find that other reporters that I really truly respect aren't picking up on something, then I tend to believe that it was just kind of like something I was heard third hand or fourth hand or whatever. And I feel like that's kind of what's been going on. Certainly over the weekend, the past 3 or 4 days, there's been a lot of Bryce Harper's in the mood to celebrate. Bryce Harper's rounding third and headed home in terms of negotiations. And really what I found out Sunday night, Angelo, and this is what I've been told. And I was told that the Phillies and Scott Boras have been talking more regularly lately. So that's notable. The other thing I was told is nothing is close. That's what I know, and that's what I believe to be true. They've been talking more. That's good. B, nothing's close.
Wait, though. But you also got a rumor that the Phillies were calling in their sales staff on the holiday yesterday. That was your story, right, Todd? And that also was bogus.
Well, it was out there on Twitter. That the Phillies had an all hands on deck situation, that they were calling their entire sales department, you know, because the Phillies offices were closed yesterday for President's Day. But the rumor on Twitter was everybody in the Phillies sales department was called into work on Monday because, you know, just to be in preparation for some big news. I talked to a couple people that worked there. They're like, no, not everybody's been called in. Every President's Day, no matter if we could potentially sign Bryce Harper, or if it's 2014 and this team is going to potentially lose 100 games, we always have some people in the Phillies ticket office. We always have some people in the office on that President's Day Monday, you know, just to take some phone calls or whatever. But there's no all hands on deck situation. There was nothing like that. So there's a lot of kind of crazy things that I'm hearing right now, and that I feel like, in a sense, I kind of need to shoot down.
Yeah, well, and you're doing a good job of it, Todd. I'm really relying on you for information because you're an actual journalist. But what I'm sensing here is a lot of these rumors are being generated as a component of social media by people trying to get clicks. That guys are going, hey, look, it's the middle of February. They're opening the camps now. All the players are reporting. I'm going to take a guess here that Harper signs in the next 24 hours. And then if he does, it looks like I'm a genius. There's some of that going on, isn't there?
I think there might be, especially with more of some of these guys that are really on the periphery of you know.
Right.
I do think there is some of that. You know, you do have some people that just go, well, okay, everybody's been saying since October that the Phillies are absolutely no doubt about it going to sign Bryce Harper. It's now February. What's today? The 19th. He's got to sign soon. I'm going to put out there that, you know, Bryce Harper is feeling good, and I saw him giving a high five at a Starbucks in Las Vegas. So that means that he is going to be signing with the Phillies in the next few days. certainly Bryce Harper could sign with the Phillies. But I'll tell you this, Angelo, it wouldn't totally blow me out of the water either if in by the end of the week they've got to deal with Manny Machado. This thing could go any number of different ways. And anybody that tells you that they absolutely know what's going on and absolutely know how it's going to play out, I don't think they're being honest.
Right. I do know this part of it, Todd, because I talk to the fans every day. If it's Harper, there's an absolute rush on the box office. If there's Machado, not as much. I'm telling you now, if they're worried about their business, they're going to end up with Harper. But I think most people realize that.
Yeah, you know, Angelo, I remember it was maybe a month ago you guys ran a Twitter poll about who do you want more, and it was overwhelmingly Harper. I did a Twitter poll yesterday. I said, what do you want to happen, and what do you think will happen? And I think like 83% of people that responded, and I had over like 9,200 people vote, said they wanted Harper and they think they will sign Harper. Overall, the numbers were, I think 94% of people that responded think they will sign Harper. I think maybe like 11-12% people actually want Manny. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The Phillies fans want Harper. And I wrote this the other day as well. You know, there was a few weeks ago that Las Vegas gambling Twitter account put out there that, you know, Bryce Harper's name has been taken off the board and Bryce Harper's because he's agreed to a deal with the Phillies. People were so excited about that possibility that based on that Twitter report from people called the Phillies ticket office that morning.
We fed into it. I felt responsible, Todd. I felt like we jumped on it and went, Vegas knows this stuff. They're probably right.
Yeah.
I hope we didn't end up having people buy tickets and then it's going to be Machado or nobody. I'll have to refund all that money.
No, yeah, right.
But Todd, I got to get to what the Phillies were doing over the weekend because, man, they're terrible at news conferences. They are so bad at them. I'll start with Gabe Kapler, all right? Gabe Kapler starts the news conference basically when Howard Eskin asks, he's not going to talk about the allegations against them. These are allegations that, if proven to be true, and I read this Sports Illustrated story, man, it could go either way on this, whether or not he knew about the complete scope of what those kids did in the Dodgers organization in 2015 under his control. Todd, I don't understand how he can say, I won't take any questions on it. You got to take questions at some point. It's hanging over his head. Why would they come up with that decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Gabe's thought process is two things. One is he did put out that on his blog, like a 1,300 word statement going line by line on his take on what happened, according to that Washington Post story. Two, I think that he believes that if he continues to talk about this thing, it's only going to kind of inflame the controversy and continue to make it grow. And I think that he is trying to hope that this thing dies out. I don't know that it will, Angela.
It won't.
I think that and this thing is going to continue to be out there. I don't know if there's more stories coming on this or not, but it does put a lot of pressure on Gabe right now. And you do wonder what the players are thinking. They're trying to stay out of it and try just to focus on baseball. But this is going to be a story, and it's especially going to be a story if they get off to a bad start. I think, Angela, the last time I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, you played the audio of Gabe getting booed at the Sixers game, you know?
Yeah.
So fans already are kind of like, I don't know if I like this guy. I'm kind of disappointed about how the season ended. If they would somehow get off to a bad start, considering the controversy that's going on right now, how they finished last season, and if they end up signing Harper or Machado, or even if they don't and they get off to a bad start, I think the heat is really going to be on them early in the season.
All you do is you just say, I'm going to address it one time. If you got questions, I'll take them. Because now I got Andy McPhail, the invisible, complete waste of time state of the team address again, and he makes this cut. Listen to this.
In my entire history, there's never been a hire that was fully vetted as this one is. And all the stuff that was regurgitated again this winter, there was nothing in there that made me think that the vetting was anything but very thorough, very impartial, and
right.
Very fair. We were satisfied.
All right, shut up. I heard enough. And now that I patted myself on the back, Todd, if the vetting was that great, if they grilled Gabe Kapler that well and he convinced them that much, then why don't you put him out in public and have him grilled in public? He obviously did great when he talked to these guys. They bought it. Let us hear what they what he says.
Yeah, it was a very strong statement from Andy.
Stupid statement.
They really dug in. They dug into this controversy next to him. They kind of crawled into the foxhole with him. And, you know, he didn't really get into I think there was a follow-up question, like what kind of vetting was done. And he mentioned an investigation by the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, and an outside law firm. I don't know if the Phillies actually did, like, their own investigative process in terms of Gabe's backstory. But, you know, he did come off pretty strong there and basically saying, like, yeah, nothing of this surprised us. All, you know, really kind of getting behind Gabe here. So it's kind of like a sink or swim situation.
Then don't hide from it. And then I got this other Jadru, all right, the general manager, Matt Klenta. Todd, I'm going to play four words or five words, whatever the hell this is. Tell me if this is the right thing to say before the Harper and Machado issues are resolved.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, I think I think what's going on here, Angelo, is you know, they look at the moves that they've made with Real Muto and you know, Segura and McCutcheon and Robertson, and they think that they've been a better team as a result. And you know, I think they've definitely opened themselves up to some questioning with the rotation. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see, you know, what happens. I do think that they have to get Harper and Machado. It's been built up to this point so far.
Todd, it's not even the essence of what he said. It's the words he chose. Here it is.
Excellent. We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
That's not, Todd. That doesn't resonate with this city. You know that. Sit down. Yeah. Talk to him. Talk to these guys. They have no idea how to communicate with this city in year four. Have them come up with something. Huh? Objectively excellent offseason. Rhea, does that resonate with Southwest Philly where you grew up?
It doesn't, but I don't understand why you're screaming at Todd about it.
Because Todd needs to take him aside and school him on Philadelphia.
That is how they speak.
I don't like it,
but it's not going to change.
Todd, you've already swung and missed once on this, but I got to do it again. I asked Todd a couple of weeks ago, Al, what date this thing would be resolved, and he said February 6th.
Ooh. Yeah.
It is now February 19th. Give me a new date. Give me a new date, Zalecki.
I'm going to say February 22nd. I'm going to say by the end of the weekend, one of these guys signs.
Wow.
Angelo, let's be honest. Nobody knows when this is going to go down. But I do think that Scott Boras is feeling pressure here, and I do think Dan Lozano is feeling pressure. I think both of these guys want to wrap this up. I just think it's got to get wrapped up soon. It's getting beyond ridiculous.
I'm with you, Todd. We'll be monitoring it, Todd. Thank you as always. Todd Zalecki, our baseball reporter.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.